This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protesters were back on Nairobi's streets on Thursday, saying they didn't think the olive branch offered by Kenyan President William Ruto was genuine. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariam Ajala was on the scene.
The message of protesters to the president was clear. Demonstrators tell VOA they are not scared to protest even if tear gas is being fired left and right.
The police are trying to scare us away, people who have come to peacefully protest. The president, for him, it's time for him to go and resign.
Another protester says the president shouldn't be overtaxing the population.
Because government has taken a lot of loan from the World Bank. We haven't seen what the loan has done. It has not benefited us as citizens of Kenya. It has only gone to few specific individuals. Let those who are involved in corruption be brought to justice.
Maria Jallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Defense chiefs of West Africa on Thursday proposed an ambitious plan to deploy a 5,000-strong standby force to fight the region's worsening security crises, a measure analysts say might not work due to challenges of funding and division within the regional bloc. The plan, which will cost $2.6 billion annually, was proposed to heads of state at a meeting of defense officials in Nigeria's capital of Abuja. It's the first time the bloc is mapping out publicly the financing of its long-talked-about standby force in the region that's been destabilized by a string of military takeovers. Israeli security forces dispersed on Thursday ultra-Orthodox Jews who were blocking roads near Tel Aviv in protest against drafting ultra-Orthodox Jewish seminary students into the military. Israel's Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday the state must begin drafting ultra-Orthodox Jewish cemetery students into the military.